Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. It's September 1st, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning we'll be reading Luke chapter 16, verse 14, and it reads, "The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him." You know, when they heard these things, they ridiculed him. Does that sound familiar to what every Christian that's shared their faith with unbelievers? Or shoot, even believers that don't share your exact version of faith, it's ridicule. Think about, though, what they're ridiculing. Jesus has just told them the parable of the dishonest manager and finished by telling them, "No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money." This is what drove them to ridicule Jesus. That seems strange, right? You know, it's not like he was telling them something grandiose and outlandish, it would seem. This, though, is where we have to be careful of looking down our noses at the Pharisees, because we are like them more than we like to admit. In Jesus' day, earthly riches signified divine blessing. The rich of the day were thought to be God's favorites. Sound like any false versions of the gospel we got going around our world today? But look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 24. It reads, "Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" They were astonished because the rich were thought to be the most likely to be saved. And Jesus tells them no, in fact. The very fact that they're rich will make it nearly impossible for them to be saved. So we need to be careful not to assume, you know, our earthly treasure, earthly pleasures, health, happiness, are the proofs of our, you know, assurance of salvation or our salvation from the Lord. Because the disciples were astonished to hear this. We now know it, but can we live it? That's the true test.
And the reason Jesus said the first will be last, that would fit in with what you just said about them assuming that the rich were God's people. That's why they were blessed with earthly riches. The disciples asking, "Who then can be saved?" That makes it clear that they thought God didn't care for the poor, that they were poor because they were sinners. And I would rather speak of myself as a poor sinner than a wealthy good person, because I want to be among those whom Jesus died to save. But the truth is, we are all naked and poor and blind. The rich, prideful ones just have a hard time seeing themselves that way. But it's that love of money, not the fact that they have money, that keeps them from the kingdom. We have poor people in society that love money. They love money just as much. So we can't We can't just look at someone with wealth and think they are living contrary to God. They may be blessed because they have used their money in a righteous way and still have a giving heart, giving God glory. And we know that this is true because we do know many God-fearing people with wealth. We don't envy them or question their faith. Having money and having a love of money is a huge difference.
Yeah, it is. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 123, verse 2. It says, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he has mercy upon us."
And our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. "How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge?"
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless."
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.